Joining us now in our studios is the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Todd Bornhauser. Good morning, Todd. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. I'm fine. How do you do this early morning gig? I just don't get it.
How do people sleep later than 4:30? You know, I woke up this morning. I didn't set my alarm last night. I didn't turn it on and still woke up before it would have gone off. My alarm's not going off. What's going on here? So yeah, I can't sleep in.
Wow,
gotta get up early.
Well, it's great to be here this early in the morning. It looked like it snowed a little bit last night.
It's not early, Todd. It's half the day's gone.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, it did. We got some snow last night. But we're still going to talk home and garden because it won't be long.
Won't be long, no. No, that the brown that got covered up last night will get melted off here real quick again.
No doubt. Northfield's home and garden show is coming up, in 2 weeks? Did I get that right?
Yep.
That would be
Saturday, April 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Northfield Ice Arena.
Always a lot of fun and always very informative. Let's talk a little bit about that. What can we expect to see this year?
Well, I think you can expect to see the same that you have in the past few years, and we've got over 40 vendors right now that have signed up, and will be distributing their or showing off their goods and services in the arena. And we've got 8 new members that are coming on board this year, so that's always exciting.
Good. That's folks, it's a great time to take inventory of what you need done this year. Your house is another year older. Your garden is another year older. Some things that you've been putting off. Maybe this is the year, and this is a great opportunity to come and find out about things, because it's just a good atmosphere there. You're not under pressure to buy anything. It's more free consulting, and the Northfield people, businesses, they're your friends and neighbors. They're people in town that know business.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head. It's the no pressure. Let's walk around. Maybe we'll get some ideas. Maybe we can talk to a few different businesses out there about maybe some things that we have planned or in our mind, and how could they be of a help and assistance. So it's always great. And it's more than just home and garden. It's lifestyle, it's health, it's leisure. We've got lots of different businesses that participate in the show, so it's just a great opportunity to get out and meet businesses on a one-to-one basis. And you're right, a little less pressure. They've got a little bit more time to be able to talk with you, and you get to know them a little bit better. So
yeah, and we've got it's cool that we have some new ones coming in, and they do that every year. We've got some new businesses that are participating with the Chamber of Commerce, and they're just new to the area as well, maybe a startup business or whatever. But it's good to see some new ones. Who do you have coming in this year?
Yeah, we've got Growth Homes and Renovations, and they'll be doing a project with Professional Pride Realty out in Dundas, so a new product that they're bringing, KLO Home Staging. So I think one of those things we talk about is how do you maximize the sale of your house, and part of that is staging to make sure that it looks okay. Gerlach Landscapes is another new one. Home Solutions Midwest. We've got More Golf out of Lakeville, which have a couple different things that have designer golf carts that are available there. But they also have a robotic lawnmower that they're bringing, and actually will be on display and running in the arena, so that will be a lot of fun.
I like that. Yeah. I like that idea. A robotic. Oh man, may never have to mow again.
Yeah. West Construction, another company, Polytech Surface Coating. So if you want the ultimate in garage floor coatings, they have that available. And then one of our newest chamber members opening their office here very soon down the street, Weikert Realtors Heartland. So those are at least 8 new members that are coming on board this year that we have not had in the past.
And then you've got so many that have been with you, and so many respected Northfield businesses that, folks, this is not, the cheap fly-by-night stuff. These are companies that are around, they've been around, they're trustworthy, you can find out anything you want about home improvement, and as you've mentioned, it really goes on beyond that as well.
Right. I'm Healthy Focus will be here this year, so we're looking forward to having them have a booth. But yeah, some of the vendors who have been here for many, many years, I think probably since the show started, will be with us as well. So it's a great opportunity, and I know you'll have a booth down there, Jeff, doing some interviews with all of our vendors as well. So
you
we're
bet.
Excited about that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that as well. Hey, you know, the other day I stopped into the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce offices, and not the old ones, but the new ones. You're down on Bridge Square now, and while I have you here, I just want to mention, boy, that's a real good thing for everyone, or at least from my outside looking in, that's a real good thing. You're right on Bridge Square, right where the tourist and the action is. You've got the CVB there, Lisa, with that. You've got the NDDC. You've got some other NEC, other organizations. Boy, that's a neat thing. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, it was a great partnership, one that we've kind of talked about and bandied about since I got to the chamber, you know, 3.5 years ago. Sometimes it just takes having the right people in place to be able to have the foresight and move forward. So I credit all of the boards, individual boards of those organizations that kind of assessed and looked at what was going on and realized that perhaps by combining forces under one roof that we could actually be stronger than the individual units itself. And so it's great to be in downtown Northfield. I do kind of chuckle because it's only about 800 feet from our old door to our new door, so it doesn't seem, it's really not that far, but yet it, in some circumstances it seemed like we were, you know, half a continent away. But I think for us, we're enjoying being all under one roof. It does improve the communication tremendously, and I think we're just able in the final run be able to deliver a better product there. And so you know, it's a growing process, but so far it's been fantastic and well received in the community. And I think, you know, just a better use of everyone's assets.
You know, and being part of the chamber and the NDDC and some of the other organizations for quite some time, we always talked about, you know, the constant communication in between the different organizations has not always been there just because of geography. You're in different places on different schedules. Have you noticed the benefits of just being able to walk into an office and talk to somebody, from the NDDC or from the NEC? Or was that immediately evident?
Well, I think it helped for us to be able to say, hey, let's get together. We want to, they've got something coming up. Do you want to do this? Do you want to sponsor that? Do you want to be part of this? And so, yes, that there was an immediate benefit to that because you're walking down the same hallway, and it's able to see that. So, you know, the organizations are structured a little bit differently. The NEC and the NDDC are both part-time staff people, so they're not around the office as much, and then a lot of their work is done outside of the office. But it is beneficial when you see them walking by. You can say, hey, this situation occurred. This person I talked with, are you able to follow up with them? And so, yeah, it's so much easier than maybe via email, or you're just not part of the communication loop whatsoever.
Yeah, cool. But in the meantime, you've got a couple of weeks to prepare for the Northfield Home and Garden Show.
Yep, we're really excited. We'll see some signage go out here this week, and posters up, and really start to press this for the next upcoming 2 weeks. So this is always an interesting week on spring break. Town kind of empties out a little bit, and we see that from just our communication to our members with a lot of, sorry, gone for the week, we'll be back. So, Yeah, we're really, really excited about it. But, you know, we still have a few open booth space. So if there's a business out there that would really like to connect with the Northfield Consumer Marketplace, the Northfield Area Consumer Marketplace, feel free to give us a call. We can get you signed up last minute, and it will be well worth your energy and effort.
All right, and that's once again a week from this Saturday, which is April the 7th. Did I get that right?
April the 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Northfield Ice Arena.
All right, and we'll find out. We'll have a lot more on that as we get closer to the day, but get that on your calendar right now, folks. Thank you so much for joining us, Todd. We appreciate it, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right. Todd Bornhauser from the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce.